Adam Shefinosh Kenan Mahalalil Jared Henoch Methuselah Lamech Noah Shem Ham and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog and Madai and Javan and Tubal and Meshech and Tyrah. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz and Riphath and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha and Tarshish, Kittim and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush and Mizraim, Put and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba and Havilah, and Sapta, and Rama, and Saptecha.
And the sons of Rama,
Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod, he began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Kazluhim, and Kathorim. And Canaan begat Zidon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite, the sons of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hol, and Gether, and Meshech. And Arphaxad begat Shelah,
and Shelah
begat Eber, and unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan.
Joktan begat Almodad and Sheleth and Hazarmaveth and Jerah.
Hadoram also,
and Uzzah,
and Diklah,
and Abel,
and Abimael, and Sheba,
and Ophir,
and Habilah,
and Tobah.
All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem,
Arphaxad, Shelah,
Eber, Peleg, Ru, Serug, Nahor, Terah. The same is Abraham, the sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael, these are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth,
then Kedar,
and Adbeel,
and Mibsam,
Mishma,
and Duma,
Masa,
Hadad,
and Tema,
Jetur,
Naphish,
and Kedemah.
These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine,
she bears Zimran,
and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And the sons of Jokshan,
Sheba,
and Dedan,
and the sons of Midian,
Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abidah, and Eldar. And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac,
Esau and Israel,
the sons of Esau,
Eliphaz,
Reuel and Josh and Jalam and Korah,
the sons of Eliphaz, Timon
and Omar,
Siphi
and Gautam,
Kenaz
and Timnah
and Amalek,
the sons of Reuel. And Shobal,
and Zibeon,
and Anna,
and Dishon,
and Azer,
and Dishan,
and the sons of Lotan,
Hori,
and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal,
Aliam,
and Manahath,
and Abel,
Shephi,
and Onam,
and the sons of Zibeon,
Aya,
and Anna, the sons of Anna,
Dishon,
and the sons of Dishon,
Amram,
sons of Azer,
Bilhan,
and Zavan,
and Jachan,
the sons of Dishan,
Uz and Aran.
Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom, before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela the son of Beor,
and the name of his city
was Dinhabah. And when Bela was dead, Jobab the son of Zereh
of Bozrah reigned in his stead.
And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites
reigned in his stead.
And when Husham was dead, Hadad the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab,
reigned in his stead.
And the name of his city was Avith.
And when Hadad was dead,
Samla of Nasreka
reigned in his stead.
And when Samla was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river
reigned in his stead.
And when Shaul was dead, Baalhanan the son of Achbor
reigned in his stead.
And when Baalhanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pi,
and his wife's name was Mehetabel,
the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab.
Hadad died also.
And the dukes of Edom were
Duk Timnah, Duk Aliah, Duk Jetheth,
Duk Aholibamah,
Duk Elah, Duk Pinon,
Duk Kenaz,
Duk Teman, Duk Mibzar,
Duk Makdil,
Duk Edom.
These are the dukes of Edom.